This is Scott.
Oh, hey, Scott. It's Tina getting back to you from Local Splash.
Hey, Tina.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Happy Friday, right?
Same to you.
Thanks. So I saw your inquiry about a painting company, but I think you had been with us in the past under your arborist or your tree service, right?
Yeah, I did. So I ended up switching to a marketing company that is specifically for tree outfits.
Okay.
Primarily because there's a lot more intricacies in terms of, like, I had some issues with your guys's advertisements. At one point, I think this year, you guys ran an ad in, like, April talking about getting ready. Fall is right around the corner. Get ready for leaf cleanup or something. It wasn't even something we really did, and it wasn't even the right time of year.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Painting is... Well, it's not a huge deal. Painting is a little safer in that regard. And I'll be honest, I'm on my third marketing company for the tree company. You guys by far brought the most leads, like immensely.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I'm interested in trying that path with my painting company, primarily because there aren't near as many intricacies. You know, if we can paint outside, great. If not, we're painting inside. There isn't anything special about, like, certain times of year that we can only apply a certain product or whatever, similar to the tree side. So that was kind of why I went that route. But
makes
anyway,
sense.
I wanted to talk through that auction. And really, since I've used your guys' services, I'm interested in just going ahead and moving forward and getting things started.
Okay.
The only thing that I want to steer away from, the only thing on your guys' service that I really hated before was that we had a call tracking number. The problem is when I migrated away from you guys to somewhere else, eventually that number went dead and I've had people try to call it because they thought that was our phone number and they got some message about it no longer being operational. I don't want to go down that road, but the rest of what you guys were doing was kind of spot on. So, tell me my options. It's been a minute since I've worked with you guys. What do you got?
Okay. So, I would recommend, something that's, kind of like an upgrade to what you had, and it's called the Ideal Package. If you don't want to do the whole nine yards all at once, you can piece it apart and just start with the package that you had before. But the only difference is that Ideal Package also includes the Google Guaranteed Leads or local service ads, if you will. Have you heard of the local service ads on Google by chance?
We are now doing them for the tree service with the new company I'm with. So
good for you. Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, I know it's like, it's kind of entailed. I'm going through a background check and all kinds of stuff in the process. So it's a whole lot of fun.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. So that's why they, you know, call it Google Guaranteed. They actually just switched it to Google Verified Leads, but it's the same difference. Because you do have to pass that background check in order to participate. But as you know, once you pass it, it's the guaranteed lead program through Google. And I don't know how it works through the other company that's running it for you, but through us, the lead only comes exclusively to you. So you'd have a much higher chance of converting it, right? But also with those leads, our department monitors it and makes sure that you're only charged for the leads that are valid. So if someone calls you off of it and says, you know, hey, Scott, are you hiring? You know, I'm a painter and I have experience. You're not going to pay for that because that's not a lead, right? If you get a call and someone says, hey, I need a complete interior paint job and I'm in Las Vegas, right? You won't pay for
that.
Help me. That's not your Exactly. So that's the beauty of this program, because I understand with typical lead services, they will sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, right?
Yeah.
And then oftentimes they're charging for bogus leads, which is how those companies make their money, and it becomes really, really hard to manage. So with this, it's, you know, very seamless because you don't have to worry about any of that. You know, our department would monitor it for you automatically. So the only costs involved with that would be the one-time application fee of $250. That application fee, if I ask them, you know, hey, he's already local service ad approved through the tree service. Does he have to go through a brand new one for painter? If they say no, we would just add the correct licensing insurancing for the painter and we could use the same background check, then it would be considered a transfer fee. So you would still be able to do your local service ads for the tree service through the other company. But either way, that's the initial cost of it. Then ongoing, it's $48 a lead on the average. So once you pass the background check or the background check is transferred, the leads would only run about $48 each, meaning if it's a smaller job, it might be $42. If it's a bigger job, it might be $52. But the average is $48 each. And we would call you, you know, 4 to 8 weeks out and say, okay, we want to collect the activation budget of $626, which equals 13 leads within the month, okay? Now, you don't have to take 13 leads every month. So let's say that you take three or four of them and, you know, you're already, you know, they're big jobs and you don't need to take more. Then what happens the next month is you just pay for the leads that you took to just kind of replenish that bucket, okay? That's how that program works. Now, with the program that you had before, I could still match the pricing. So it would be a flat rate month to month of $299. Typically, there's a one-time setup fee of $99 that goes on the first payment only. So it would be $398 to start. But if you bundle it together with the local service ads, that $250 absorbs the $99. So you pretty much save $100 if you do it together because that application fee would cover the setup fee also. Okay. And then what that other program includes, and I know that you're aware because you used it for the tree service, but I just want to kind of refresh your memory because it's been a while, is that we would program you into the first page on the Google Maps. We would also program you into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform, okay? So most people these days do the searches from their smartphones. So we would make sure that, you know, if it's an iPhone, an Android, a tablet, or even a voice-activated device such as Alexa, that your painting company would still come up every single time. Okay. And then we also, because we're a premier partner to Google, bundle the service with Facebook ads. I didn't even ask you, for the painting company, do you have a website set up or a business Facebook or anything like that yet?
Yes and yes. So this company's been around since 97. I bought it a number of years ago. And I really, I haven't, up until this time last year, we had more work than I could keep up with the way the economy's kind of been tracking. Things have been getting worse and worse, and we're to the point now that I haven't had work in 3 weeks, which is super unusual for this company. It's really strange. So I want to get the wheels in motion, and I know on this company the SEO is a hot mess. Because the prior owner, with how old the company is, you know, back in the 90s and the early 2000s, you had, like, he had rented, like, P.O. boxes all over the city and had local area codes all over the city. So, like, there's people who can't figure out where we're even based at because there's, like, snippets left out there. I think I've gotten most of them, but there's still... I think there's still some of them that are messed up. Either way, you guys can figure it out. But so the base package is what'd you say, $299 a month, and then the upgraded package is how much?
The upgraded package is just the one-time application fee of $250. So if you wanted to go that route, it would be $549 today, and that would include the application fee. And then each month moving forward, it's just $299 plus the lead fees.
Okay.
only thing that you're probably not going to like, Scott, is that they have now changed our programming where every client has to utilize the call tracking number so that we can measure the results that they're getting. However, what could have happened with your tree service is maybe it had, when you canceled it or suspended it or whatever the case may be, because it looks like it was first on hold, like maybe a seasonal hold, and then you ended up canceling it, is maybe you forgot to switch the number back. And what I mean by that is if you ever discontinue working with us, just call us and say, hey, Tina, take the call tracking number down and put my real number on there because I'm going to cancel it, right? And then that way you don't have to worry about what happened with you with the tree service. And I could put a priority note on here as well that if that were ever the case, to make sure that they do that.
That part doesn't necessarily help. My issue was I've got customers who had saved that phone number and we don't get to keep it.
Okay. So I don't know if the option was available back then, but they have since created an option where if you ever canceled the program, you could keep the call tracking number and just pay $15 a month. So if that were
you can use it for business
and brand it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's more viable. Okay, that was not an option before. And,
yes, it wasn't. You're right.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go ahead and do the Google Verified plus the regular package, whatever it is, 500 and some.
Yeah,
for the first
it's called
month.
The ideal. Yeah, when you put them both together. Yeah, okay. So then let me ask you here. You're licensed and insured and all that good stuff because it's an upstanding company from 97, right, for the painting side, correct?
So I'll be clear in saying we are insured, yes. There is no licensing available in Ohio for painters, so no to that portion of it.
Okay, so that's okay because we asked that question, but each industry has a different criteria, so let me just put it into the form. Painting for Ohio. Yeah, you're right. It says certificate of insurance, 300,000. Most companies have like a million, so I'm sure you're covered there. And then license, it says no requirements. So let me just put that in the notes. And then do you have a different phone number that you could use for the painting? Just to create the account because I don't want it to conflict with our old canceled Creekside Arborist in our system.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with how we list you, but just to create a new account in our system.
Yeah, you're good. So the phone number on that company, and it comes straight to my phone, the one you're talking to me on, is 614-834-9612.
Perfect. Okay. That way it won't conflict with anything. So let's just create the account under this one. 614-834-9612. Got it. Okay. Oh, something came up. Is it Integrity Painting still or did that change?
No, it's Integrity Painting. It's technically Integrity Painting and Gutters now, but I really don't want to advertise the end gutters portion that much.
Okay. So officially on Google, do you prefer it to show without the and gutters then, or?
Yeah, but I kind of need your input because our logo says and gutters, and I don't know whether it matters. Here's my issue, and you can kind of give me your advice on it. We got into the gutter side only because a lot of times we do exteriors, and the wood behind the gutters is rotten. Well, we couldn't get any gutter companies to come out and take the gutters down, replace the wood, and replace the gutters in the process. They would only replace the gutters, and that was it. So we got in the gutters just because of that. It's not like I do I rarely ever do them. I mean, that machine moves 4 or 5 times a year. But it's a huge selling point for exteriors, for customers that are in that situation, which is fairly common for us.
So what I would recommend is I would say, because I'm looking at your online presence for that company, and everything except the Yelp listing is branding you with the and gutters, right? So what I would say is leave that on the business name But as far as the keywords that we promote you under, I can let the technicians know, and you can tell them too when they call you for onboarding, that you don't want to specifically use any of keywords that would initiate gutter jobs, because oftentimes those are also roofing companies, right? You want to just focus on painting. And I think that that would probably be the best way to go. If you want us to, you know, do the opposite, where we take the end gutters off and help brand it with just integrity painting, we can do that too. We just have to modify the Google listing and the Facebook page. It looks like the website is still, even though your logo says end gutters, but in the URL it doesn't say it, which is good. You know, in the website.
Correct. Yeah. We've had the same URL since 97. So.
Oh, wow, good for you. That's awesome.
Let's go that route then. We just we'll publish it, but not endorse it in the advertising. Cause I definitely don't want 13 gutter jobs coming a month. I ain't doing them. So.
No kidding. Yeah. No kidding. I don't blame you. Okay. So, and then, on the Google page, it says 7105 Harmony Church Road. Is that, the business address still, or?
Yeah, we don't publish it because I operate basically out of my house, and then my crews go straight to the job site. So it's not like we have a showroom or anything. I don't really want it shown on Google, just that we're located in Johnstown. I don't know if you can do that.
Okay. Yeah, right now it is published, but we will hide it for you. Usually Google does that for a home-based business anyway, so I'm surprised that it even got published, but we can get it hidden.
Yeah, who knows why. I think I had a marketing company a number of years ago, and it was long before I knew you guys, and they attempted to fix my SEO and then jack the rates up to like $3,000 a month, and I told them to go kick rocks.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so now, do you have access to the Google Business page and the Business Facebook page where you could add us as a manager?
Yeah, you want it now?
Okay, good. No, I'm going to send you an email with the instructions to do it in just a moment. But first, let me just ask you, which email would you like me to send the confirmation to?
Yeah, it's contactus.
Mm-hmm.
At intpainting.com.
Perfect. Okay, I saw that on your Facebook too, which is great. And then for the call tracking, can we use this number to forward calls to? The 614-834, or should we just forward directly to your cell phone?
No, you can. All of it comes to my cell phone, but I'd rather it come through the 834 number.
You got it. Okay. And then is it a 614 area code would still be sufficient, or did you want to change to a different area code?
614 is fine. Yeah, 614.
Perfect. Okay. Good. Okay. So then I'm going into the billing now, and we can set this up using a debit or a credit card. So does it have your name on the card or the business name or both?
Both. You can run it under my name. It'll take it.
Any middle name or initial, or just Scott Russell?
Middle initial is P.
Scott P. Russell. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then it's loading to the billing page. So give me a second. And then I'm going to ask you if the billing address is the same. So one second.
It is.
It is. Okay, good. That makes it easy. I love it. Okay. Okay, Scott P. Russell, and billing is the 7105 Harmony Church Road. Okay, so I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4384.
Okay.
8535.
Okay.
1986.
Got it.
9549.
And expiration?
December of 28.
And the code?
115.
Excellent. Okay. So what I'll do now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I will create the onboarding appointment where my technician will call you and go over your keywords and getting you set up. Now, some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you, Scott, so just kind of bear with me. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, okay?
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. So this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Integrity Painting and Gutters.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Scott Russell, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from LocalSplash?
Yes.
Great. And then in hiring LocalSplash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 19th, in the non-refundable amount of just $549. They do require initially a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 19th of each month in the amount of $299, which is a monthly recurring payment. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. So to prevent charges of your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I do. And I have a question. Can I ask you in the middle of this or no?
Please. Yeah, go ahead.
So when I did it before with the tree company, that $299 fee also included, I think it was Facebook ads that you guys were running. Is that still included in that platform?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Okay. So, and how those work, they're really cool is that, and by the way, I did conclude the voice verification recording. That was the last part of it. So we're done with that. Yeah, yeah, so we're good there. But I wanted to let you know that how the Facebook ads work is that when you search for pretty much anything online, you know how then when you go on your Facebook newsfeed, there's probably going to be an ad for that popping up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to, you know, painting, that now when they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for interior or integrity painting and gutters coming up. So it's designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then just to refresh your memory, I don't know if you were very interactive before with the dashboard, but there's a separate tab on the dashboard that will show you the results through the Facebook ads. So you'll be able to see, you know, how many clients came from Google, how many came from Facebook, and which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they did use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from too.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you have a good memory. Okay. Did you use the LocalSplash app before? Because if not, I want to let you know that that's available now. You'll get a login for your dashboard for the painting company, and you can download it in the, you know, Android or the iPhone store. It's a free app. Log in with your credentials, and then you can respond to all of the activity in real time. If, you know, someone calls for the call tracking number and they say, hey, I'm going to text you a picture of, you know, the project or what have you, you'll get all of that back and forth through the app. So, yeah, people are really liking that feature. So did you have it before? Or was this the first
I did. Yeah, I had it before. I didn't really get any messages. Most of it was natural phone calls coming through your guys' call tracking line. I don't know how you guys were doing Facebook ads because I tried to do them myself and got nowhere. But as soon as you guys started doing them, it was probably driving 2, maybe 3 leads a week to me. So I'm hoping the painting company is the same way. I think you guys will be a great fit for the painting company. Like I said, with the tree side, there's just a lot of caveats that you kind of need to know the business, and I don't have the time to stay on top of the advertising, make sure it looks right. So
absolutely. Yeah. So, I do always tell people that you, can, you know, hand it all over to us and say, you know, do it completely. I don't want to mess with any of it. Or you could be a little bit more interactive and, you know, if you have a new before and after picture, you know, 6 weeks from now that you don't have now, or you change a logo.
Yeah.
I always recommend if you have fresh content, send it to us as you get it, because any revisions that you make are all free of charge, meaning included in the package. So we could always use a fresh content on a Google post or to upload it to your Facebook and things like that.
Sure.
And of course, you know, you get great results either way, but I'm of the mindset that if you have actual content, you'll get better results than if we're using like stock photos and things like that, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, feel free if you and ever have, you know, something, you could just send it over on a text message or even to photos@localsplash.com, and then we can utilize it as it comes. Okay.
Right. No, that works. I'll be honest with you, to start, I don't have very many photos on this company. My tree company, I have a ton. The crew that I have working for the painting company barely knows how to operate their phones in general, let alone take decent pictures. So the occasional picture I do get is terrible.
So we'll
definitely have to start with stock photos. I'm kind of committing on both companies for 2026 myself to be more on the marketing side. So I'm going to try to make my way to more of the job sites and take before and after photos and whatnot for them. So that'll definitely play into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you. Yeah. That'll be beneficial to you for sure. And then, you can always increase your budget down the road too. Like, you know, each month we send $100 of the $299 directly to Facebook to run those ads. And sometimes people say, hey, I'm doing so good with that $100 budget. I want to increase it to $300 or, you know, and the same thing goes with Google paid ads. Sometimes people do so well with the local map optimization on Google that sometimes they call back and they want to, you know, put on some pay-per-click ads and stuff. So you have a lot of room to grow if that's what your focus is, you know, for 2026. And then for the client interview, I want to ask you, that appointment will take approximately 30 minutes, give or take. It might be 20, it might be 40, but what time would work best? The earliest we have today would be a 12:30 your time, and the latest would be a 5:30 your time.
12:30 is fine. Let's book it.
Book it. Okay, so what I'm doing now is I'm going to book a whole hour from 12:30 to 1:30 Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you, you know, at 12:45. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, I did have to give you special pricing for that initial package for $299 monthly, just to match the pricing you had before. So I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate, Scott, and make sure that it never goes up. So did you get a text message from us right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Hold on. Let me put you on speaker.
Okay, no problem.
You
probably got the 3 or 4 texts, but the one I'm looking for is the one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash.
I'm getting a boatload of emails. I don't think I got text messages,
Do you get text messages on the 614-834-9612?
Yeah, but sometimes they'll take like a day to come through because it's a secondary number on the phone.
You know what I'll do? I'll just put your cell phone number on here because I think that won't conflict with the other, because that wasn't the primary for the tree service. It was a secondary. So I'll put your cell phone on here, and then that way you'll get the text messages in real time. And then if you got emails, the one that would also have that link would be the one that says your initial invoice, Local Splash, your initial invoice.
I got the email on that one, yeah.
Okay, so if you open up that email, there's going to be a link there that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on
so
it now.
When you click on that link, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do is scroll to the bottom. There's 3 boxes you have to check. One shows that you're authorized. The second shows that you're aware it's a reoccurring charge. And the third will show, I forgot what the third shows. But anyhow, there's 3 boxes you have to check. And then you put your name in to match the billing. So please include the middle initial. And then when you hit confirm signature, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Now, you don't have to worry about the username and password because that's already in your welcome email. My main thing is just making sure that the pricing gets locked in.
Yeah, I see it. The last one on there was to confirm that you guys could do reoccurring monthly charges.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, thank you. Yeah, like I blanked out for, I do this every day and for some reason I just, but it's Friday, so I'll give myself a little bit of grace.
All good. No worries.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you probably got my notifications when I tried to reach out to you. I didn't get your call yesterday when you said you tried to call back. And I don't know what number you called, but, can I give you the customer support line just to be safe?
Did
you just hit redial?
I hit redial and it,
okay.
An AI agent named Ava answered. I said that I'd talk to you, and she said, okay, putting you in touch with the customer success team. And it tried for like 5 minutes, and then she came back and said, no one is available. Please leave a message, and our team will get back in touch with you as soon as possible. So
weird.
I think it was the right place.
It is what it is. Typically, if you hit redial, it will go to the call center. But if the call center is at lunch or something, it might go to that AI assistant. And apparently that feature isn't working because if they should have at least sent a message to have someone call you back, you know. So I apologize if that didn't work. But moving forward, if you call the toll-free number that is on the emails and on the text messages, eventually when they catch up to you. Matter of fact, I'll send you the one right now that has my direct extension, which is 777. And that way, if you ever need to make an update or a billing question or anything like that, you would just hit option one and anyone that answers the phone can help you. Okay. And then if you want to talk to me specifically, just either ask for Tina because it's voice activated or put in my extension, which is 777. And then it'll ring directly to my desk. Okay.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, so other than that, we are all good to go. So welcome aboard. I'm so glad that you have a really cool focus for, you know, this year with the painting company and getting it to grow. So if you need anything, you know, feel free to reach out to me. If not, you're all set for that 12:30 appointment, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate you.
All right, appreciate you as well. Have a great day.
All right, see ya.
Thank you. Bye.